This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joyful, joyful.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with
The Priest
and The Poof, the show where we talk about sexuality and spirituality for our community.
Good evening and welcome to Spirit Lounge. Yes, we are back.
It's been a bit of a break, hasn't it?
6 months.
Six more.
And we want to give a big shout out to the Pom, who unfortunately is still in Pommyland.
She is. She's been over there for quite some time. So a big hello.
Yeah, and we send in our love to you, Sue. And we hope to have you back sometime soon. So on tonight's show, we're actually going to talk to someone about church, but it's a very different sort of church. It's actually atheist church called Sunday Assembly.
That sounds very interesting. Church without God?
God, yeah.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to finding out about that.
But first, we're going to start with a track, and this is from the beautiful Horse, our friend and supporter. Horse, if you're listening, we love you. And here is Soldier of Love.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Horse, and you're listening to The Priest and The Poof in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9.
My name is Pippa Evans, and I am a comedian, but I also co-founded Sunday Assembly with Sanders and Jones back in London town. Sunday Assembly is what we call a part atheist church, part foot-stomping show, and it is a way of getting people together and creating a space for people to create connections and feel positive about life. What it is a combination of church sort of stuff, so we have definitely stolen a lot of stuff from church, like the singing, and we have like a moment of reflection, but also the fact that we're both performers, we know how to pep up a group of people and have an exciting time, what makes a good show, you know, so it's a sort of combination between the two. It was sort of something in the back of my mind for a long time because I'd been brought up in church and my parents went to a church which was really fun, that we did pantomimes and shows and they were in choir and it was lovely. And then I went to a different church with my friends from school, and that was a Baptist church, so it was really entertaining and songs and just a great place to spend time and learn about yourself almost. And when I stopped believing in God, I left the church, and I found it wasn't God that I missed, but it was church, and I missed my friends, and I missed that camaraderie, and that feeling that every Sunday there was a place I could go to, you know, whatever was going on in my life, that I could go and I could reflect on what was happening. And I sort of had this thought in the back of my mind of, well, is it possible to do that without believing in God? Is it possible to create a space like that?
Hello!
what's happened here. God, everyone, thank you so much for coming to our new home. I am Sanderson Jones. I'll be your co-host. And
I'm Pippa Evans, and I am here. Hello. This is enormous.
Yes.
I'm really worried it wasn't going to fit. We're going to have an awkward row, but it was really great. It's really exciting.
Each time that we do this, it's on a theme, and the theme this time is happiness, which is, you know, that's a good, I think we're generally pro-happiness, aren't we, Pippa?
100% pro-happiness.
That's the sort of controversial opinion you will be getting here. Yeah, happiness. We're going there, people.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
I think the reason it's so popular in London is that London is a city of millions and millions of people, and yet probably has the most lonely people in the world. And I think that is something that a lot of professionals, particularly, we have a lot of professionals, people who work on their own small businesses, who come to us because I think they just miss meeting people in a way that is just meeting like-minded people. There's no... You know, the only other way to meet people in London is to go to a bar or pay money to go to something, you know, some kind of event. So how wonderful to have a space that is free and a place where people, like-minded people like yourself, can gather and encourage each other. The evolution of Sunday Assembly has been extreme and fast, but what we were very clear about ourselves was that we didn't just want it to be a monthly meeting, you know, because then it's sort of just a show and doesn't have any follow-on purpose. So if someone comes along, they might feel great for that hour, that might give them the recharge they need for the rest of the month. But is there more we can do? You know, can we utilize all these people? We want people to be able to help other people. We want to help ourselves and help other people. So we have our monthly meeting. Now we have some social groups set up so people can go and meet outside. So we have a philosophy club, we have a book club. On top of that, we've just started working with different charities to try and find projects so that people can volunteer more easily, more readily, because there's lots of voluntary opportunities. This is in the UK, but some people find it tricky to just get that little bit more encouragement to go and do it, or to, you know, if someone goes, here you go, here's an opportunity, and you don't have to go and search for it, you're probably more likely to grab that opportunity. So we are sort of branching out into it becoming incredibly useful group of people, and that's what we wanted. We want people to feel like they've helped themselves and now they can help other people because we are stronger together.
And that was Pippa Evans, the co-founder of Sunday Assembly.
Sunday Assembly sounds like fun. I want to
go there. And they have cake and coffee too, so that's always important. I always said I'd go to a church that had donuts and coffee, especially if I could have it during church.
Oh, there's a good idea. I've never been to a church like that. Maybe one day. Hey, we've had a few messages in. We've got a message saying, welcome back. In this new era of conservative government, it'll be great to hear you deconstruct various religious issues within the gay identity. Really exciting topics ahead on your lovely show. Welcome back. And we've also had another message in from Tristan. Tristan says, I'm loving your show, listening to you with a glass of wine. a glass of homebrew beer coming home from dinner with my mum. Thanks very much, Tristan.
Thanks, Tristan, and the other person. And if you want to join in the conversation, if you want to ask any questions of our guest, you can, or just tell us how glad you are to have us back.
Oh, yes, yes, you can do that as well. give us a call, 1300-JOY-949.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. That was Anthem Lights with a little bit of a pop mix-up from all the tracks of 2012.
I must admit I talked through it, so I really didn't take you too talked, much notice, but I'm sure it was lovely.
It was lovely. It was lovely. You missed out. The Sunday Assembly is a godless congregation that meets the last Sunday of every month to hear great talks, sing songs, and generally kind of celebrate life. Each event has a live band and inspirational speakers to create a morning that is part atheist church and part foot stomping show. Tonight on Spirit Lounge, we've got one of the organisers of Sunday Assembly in Melbourne, Katie. Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
What was your religious upbringing?
Well, it was a bit of a patchwork. I would say my family were probably nomadic Christians, so we didn't really have a church. We sort of went from Protestant to Methodist to Baptist, whatever was in our local area. Then I went to Catholic school. That was a big change. And then after school, and that's probably where I started becoming an atheist, because going from Baptist, where it's quite liberal, to Catholic, where there's so many rules, made me start to question the whole organized religion system. Then I became a hippie and I believed in all things spiritual and new agey, and I used to go to nudist camps and stuff like that, and then eventually atheism. So
you've covered all bases, really.
Yeah, and if there's something new out there, maybe that'll be my next step, I don't know.
So how and why did you get involved in Sunday Assembly?
Well, I went to the first one that Pippa held in Melbourne. So she was here in April for Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And I just went along out of curiosity. I went on my own. I didn't take a friend because I wasn't sure if it's going to be unusual or weird or full of militant people. But I loved it. I had such a great time. And then afterwards, of course, Pippa was going back to England and she said, who wants to continue organising this in Melbourne? My hand shot in the air. So my first one that I organised was in June. So I've done 5 so far. They're monthly.
So by the description, it kind of does seem pretty much exactly like a church. Why would you have a godless church? Why not try and start something different?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. First of all, church is such a well-worn format. It's familiar to people and it has a lot of benefits. There's not really a place in society for non-believers to go and contemplate the human condition, to talk about issues of their life. I mean, you have got the pub, but you know what? No, not everyone drinks, and you can't take your kids to the pub. So it's nice to have somewhere that is for everyone, and it's Sunday morning, so you're getting up early. You can start your day off well. And we've cherry-picked from the church because I guess it's kind of like if you get a really good pair of shoes and you get a stone in them, and it's annoying you, you don't chuck out your shoes, you know, you take out the stone. And for us, the stone is God. So we've just removed the God and kept everything else that we enjoy and that benefits us.
So is it only in Melbourne or are there Sunday assemblies elsewhere in Australia?
There's only one in Melbourne in Australia at the moment. But in next month, we're having a Sunday Assembly Roadshow Global Tour. And there will be one starting up in Perth, Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane. And I've heard whispers on the wind about Canberra and Newcastle as well. So it's definitely growing at a rapid rate.
And of course, when you grow, you have to get organisers. You're one of the Melbourne organisers. What does it involve exactly, organising something like this?
So much. at bare minimum, it's throwing an event every month. So it's like chucking a big party once a month. That part is easy, just getting a band, getting people together, advertising. Since we've been growing, It's sort of, I've had to think about things I'd never even contemplated. So now there's business side of things, as far as finances. We're going to become a not-for-profit. We've got heaps of volunteers, so taking care of volunteers as well and organising them. So, yeah, there's really a lot to it. But I'm riding this wave so far, surviving.
Joy 94.9.
This is the Priest
and the Poof,
and you're on Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. And good evening, and thank you for being with us. We're talking tonight to Katie, who's one of the organisers of Sunday Assembly. Katie, what do you think attracts people to the Sunday Assembly? Because you said before that you're actually growing.
Yeah. We have quite a range of people that come along. I guess one of the good things about Sunday Assembly is you don't have to be a certain type of person to attend. There's no rules about, you know, how you should live or how you should look or anything like that. So anyone can come along. And we do have believers as well as not non-believers. I think some come for the nostalgia of church. They grew up with church. They miss that community. Some just come for a desire for community. Like, we have some people that have just moved to Melbourne. They don't drink. They want to meet people. They come to Sunday Assembly. And sometimes it's just for karaoke and cake. I know that's why I go. So, yeah.
I love it. Karaoke and cake. Between all the karaoke singing and cake eating, you do have guest speakers though, right? So what kind of people do you have for guest speakers at the meetings?
Well, the goal of a guest speaker, I guess, at Sunday Assembly is to inspire the crowd, to teach them something or to share a personal story. So far we've had, we've had feminists, we've had sex therapists, we've had comedians and poets, we've had puppeteers, we've got a sportsman. In November, we've got the lovely Jason Ball coming to speak. So it's anyone who has something to say about life, I guess.
And no, Andrew, you can't go. Ogle the football, unless they answer this question right. Now, obviously, you know, you're GLBTI friendly, but we need to know something before Andrew turns up. Do you play Dancing Queen?
We haven't gotten around to it yet, but it's definitely on the playlist.
Certainly is on the playlist. No, seriously, what kind of music do you play?
Yeah, we play things that are good to sing along to. So last service...
Like Dancing Queen.
Yeah, like Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen's excellent to sing along to.
And good dance to, too. Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing one. Get people up in the aisles.
Yep, I'm surprised you haven't done it already.
No, it's definitely coming up. But we last service we had a lot of Queen, a bit of Ben Harper. Hootagoos. We had Jon Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. That was fantastic. Aretha Franklin, anything really, anything that's good to sing along to.
So you have a band?
Yeah, we have a live band, and we have a projector with the words up so that everyone can sing along, and we all have to stand up to sing as well.
Oh, it sounds so much like church. Just different words.
Yeah.
Now, in the UK, when we heard from Pippa, she talked about the volunteering side of Sunday Assembly. Mm-hmm. Is that a concept that you have taken up in Melbourne?
100%, yeah. We want to get there. We're still quite young. So we're only just starting up groups outside of services. So we've got a choir starting on... choir practice starts on October 20th, and then we're going to be practicing fortnightly. We've got book club starting next month, and that's going to be a fun one because it's book club with a difference, where we don't just read books for entertainment. We also talk about what we can learn from the books, the characters we identify with, a bit of bibliotherapy. But we definitely want to get into volunteering and stuff like that. It's a bit of a social experiment. It's a grassroots movement, so it's about people coming to us and saying, hey, you've got heaps of people that want to help out. We've got rubbish that needs picking up, trees that need planting, whatever it is, and we will send the people to you. So I'm looking forward to where it's going, but we definitely want to get involved in more community work.
Do you reckon, have you ever had like any negative press coverage towards the Sunday Assembly?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What kind? Oh, you tell.
It's... you know, to be honest, our biggest criticism comes from other atheists who say that our way of not believing in God is not the right way to not believe in God. So
what's the right way?
Who knows? You know, apparently there's rules. I haven't, no one sent me the booklet.
But, obviously not.
But yeah, and then, you know, there's some people who, you know, probably would never come to Sunday Assembly or haven't really looked into what it is and just read the title Atheist Church and say that's baloney. But you know what? If you don't like Sunday Assembly, you don't have to come. And the best thing is nothing bad will happen to you if you don't come to Sunday Assembly. There's no atheist hell. In fact, you get a sleep in on Sundays. So it's good for everybody.
Oh, goodness me. When and where do you meet?
So we meet on the last Sunday of every month. And at the moment, we're in Albert Park at the Mary Kehoe Community Centre, which is right near the beach. So that's lovely. But we're looking for a new home next year. We want something more in the city, something central and a little bit more churchy. The place we're in is like a lovely old Victorian home, which is nice. But it'd be lovely to have that gorgeous architecture that other churches get.
What time do you...
11 a.m. service starts. Doors open 10:30.
That's a bit civilised, isn't it?
You get a little bit of sleep in.
You told me you'd have to get up early on a Sunday.
That is early.
Early.
So if people want to know more about it, what do they do?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at SAE Melb. We're on meetup.com. And, of course, there's sundayassembly.com/Melbourne. That's the official page.
Well, thank you very much, Katie, and we're going to help you out because we're going to play Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Fantastic.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9.
Now, we've got another message saying, great that you're open to atheism on your show. How open-minded and progressive to have different views on your show. Very nice indeed. Thank you very much, and we've really enjoyed talking to Katie, and we will certainly keep you up to date with what's happening with Sunday Assembly. Yes. And the information will be on a link through. Now, what am I allowed to say, Andrew? I get this wrong, don't I?
Look, I'll pop it up onto our social media page.
That's
so
the one.
Go to your social media and type in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. You'll see all the details there. I'm also going to pop it up on our page on the Joy website. So that's joy.org.au. And then just follow the links through to the Spirit Lounge. If you'd like to send us an email and send us your love, it's onair@joy.org.au, or you can SMS in 0427JOY949 or phone 1300JOY949. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the idea of an atheist church.
We certainly would. Now, we're going to be quite arty the next couple of weeks, aren't we, Andrew?
It sounds as though we are.
Andrew and I are like going to go to the opening of an art exhibition, digital art, actually, on Sunday.
On Sunday.
But, however, I saw an art exhibition today.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I actually saw this. And it's called Conceal Reveal. And it's an art exhibition presented by Vic Taz Art and Spirituality Network and Artful Faith.
What's it about?
Well, it's 25 visual artists and they use a wide range of medium. Like there's textile, there's sculpture. There's an amazing sculpture there that I love. A bit big to take home, mind you. I don't think it would fit
Are
in
Are you
my...
allowed to take things out of a gallery?
Only
now,
if you
Joy.
Buy them.
Oh, only if you buy them. Okay, okay.
Some of them are for sale. Film, oil. There's a whole variety of, what do you call it? I'm not a very good art. Person,
art.
Really.
There's a whole variety
no,
of works
there's a
on
name
display.
For it. Media, whatever. Yes, you know that thing.
So what
anyway, the theme that they chose is responding to the big questions of revelation and concealment.
So the theme being reveal. Revelations and concealment. Did you see that really coming through in the artworks that were there today?
Well, I don't know. I found some of them very interesting. There was one that had, it was a very pastel type painting, and here was a guy holding a gun, but in his head was another guy lying there.
like lying on his back?
On his head, yes.
Oh.
In the head of this figure who was holding the gun.
Seems like it might be quite confronting.
Yeah, some of them were, but it was they say that the exhibition traverses, I can't even speak, inner and outer landscapes, and many of the works depict the intricacies of nature, pondering cycles of birth and decay.
Are lots of the people on display there, or the works on display, are they all kind of local artists?
Well, they seem to be from, when I was reading about it, they're from Victoria or Tasmania.
Okay.
But like some are ministers, some are chaplains, some are not either of those. There's a photographer who does obviously photos, but also textiles on them. So it was quite interesting. And they're all very different. I think I like that about it, that they're all very different. And it's on at the Centre for Theology and Ministry at 29 College Crescent, Parkville. Now, it's on Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. till the 31st of October. However, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you can see it from 2 to 5 p.m. And then the 26th and 27th of October, that weekend, you can also see it from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. But if you go Monday to Friday, go along. There's a lovely coffee shop there. Have a look at the art. It's got a fabulous library.
Oh, yes. We know how much you love libraries. You must be much more well-read than I. I'll go for the art. You can stay in the library. Yes? No?
Well, I was in there doing some research for a sermon today, so. But so, I had to pop out for coffee with friends every now and again.
So that's on at the Centre for Theology and
Ministry. Yes.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9, and you're with Andrew and Joy. We got another message in from Johnny, who says, "Your show rocks, great content." Isn't that nice?
I'm loving all the lovely feedback.
And he sent two
today.
Kisses, one for you and one for me.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? Now, Andrew, I want to know something.
Yes. Oh, dear.
It's been 6 months that we've had a break, isn't it?
Yes.
I want to know what you've been up to. I want the edited version. There's still children listening.
Of course, I can't tell you everything that happened.
The next show, Hide and Seek, is the one you can tell the unedited version on.
I don't know what you're talking about, Joy. You've got all these ideas in your mind about what I get up to at home, and it's really not that interesting.
Well, not necessarily at home. I mean, you did go on holidays. I know that
much. I did go on holidays. Look, but I actually moved house not once but twice. Very labour intensive, I must say. But I did manage to squeeze in some holidays, which was kind of interesting. I went up to Cairns, where it's always sunny. And one of the things that I saw while I was up there, which you might be interested in, you might not be interested in, I'm going to tell you anyway, was I went to go and see St. Monica's Cathedral, which is it's a Catholic cathedral that's kind of known for its stained glass windows. And it's some of the nicest stained glass windows I've ever seen. But apparently it's the world's largest stained glass window, and it carries all one theme throughout all of the windows in the church, which is kind of nice. I quite like it. The theme was about creation, and it kind of... it featured stuff that I didn't expect to see, because I kind of read about it and I thought, oh, well, I'll go along and see that. And I was kind of expecting, you know, Adam and Eve in a garden and the rest of the story. But what was there was actually really beautiful. It was not the Adam and Eve story, but there was an exploding supernova at the start, and followed more kind of like... kind of like, I guess, the Big Bang theory of creation, and it kind of followed on around, and the last window was showing like what we now know the cosmos to look like, almost like I wonder whether the same process is going to start again. It was really beautiful. It had all the animals that you can see up around.
Did it have Adam and Eve after the Big Bang though?
Not that I remember.
Oh, did it have Adam and Steve?
I wish. No, it had lots and lots of animals. So there was a real focus on the creation as far as animals and plants. And, of course, the majority of people who go and visit that part of the world, I guess, are interested to go and see the reef. So there's lots of really amazing representations of all of the animals that live
on the reef.
And where was it? So where was the windows?
The church.
Oh, it's in Cairns. So yeah. It's like not quite on the main street, but like not too far. I could walk there from the main street. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. You should go and check it out next time you're up there. So that was a bit of a highlight of my trip. Of course, I went and saw the real animals just to check them out, and they were pretty cool too. So that's kind of what I've been up to. And I went to a book launch the other day. That was fun. The book that I went to go and see the launch for was a book called Eating Heaven. And it's all about spirituality and how we connect with each other around the meal table. Yeah. Really fascinating stuff. So that book is kind of out now. So if you're interested.
So who was the author?
I think Simon Holt. He is involved with the Baptist Church, Collins Street Baptist. I think he's come on the show once before to tell us a little bit about it. So his book is actually released now. And I know a few months ago they had a bit of an art exhibition around the same kind of theme around food and spirituality. So this is a little bit of something that you can take home around that theme as well. It's called Eating Heaven. It's quite good.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You are in the Spirit Lounge. That's just about all we have time for, isn't it, Joy?
Well, it is, except I just want to read out this. Andrew, I wish I was there with you. Your voice really turns me on. Love, Johnny. Yes.
Joy.
We like you, Johnny, too.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks. One day you can come up and look at the windows.
So we're going to finish with another one of our favourites who we had in the studio at one time, Andy Sorensen, and this is Hurricane. It's Good Night from the Priest.
And the Poof.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.